Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Anyone in Vermont who has out-of-state friends or family have heard the question, hey, can you get me any Heady Topper? I can try is the best answer we can give them. Sally Pollock writes for the SavorWorks section of the Burlington Free Press. She recently interviewed Jen Kimmick, co-founder of The Alchemist, which brews the very popular Heady. She joins us now to share what she's learned. Sally, it's so nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. Nice to be here, and nice topic to return to is
yes,
Heady.
Indeed. How did Jen Kimmick get involved in brewing? After all, she was a sociology major at UVM.
Jen grew up in Barry, and after graduating from Spalding High School, went to UVM. And yes, she studied business when she first got there and really wasn't interested in it and switched to sociology and then just wanted to travel. So she was working in Burlington restaurants, saving money, leaving town, backpacking around Europe, leaving the country, North Africa, returning to Burlington to save money, and then she was planning to travel again. And in one of her Burlington stints, she was working at the Vermont Pub and Brewery. And magic happened, not magic hat, magic happened by the coffee station. When the doors swung open, Jen was standing there. A young brewer named John Kimmick saw her, and the rest is history.
So how did all this morph into what became The Alchemist?
As Jen said, he came over and never left. And then they got married in 1997 and just started working and eating ramen noodles and working multiple jobs. And some of the jobs, they lived in Jackson Hole. They lived in Key West. And all is they just had this idea, this sort of dream of opening their own little bar, little pub. As John said, we wanted to be publicans. And they got a loan and opened The Alchemist Pub and Brewery, which was a little, you know, it was a little brew pub on Main Street in Waterbury. And it was sort of kind of one of the first new places as Waterbury became a sort of hangout town, a food and drink town. And John brewed beer in the basement and Jen sort of ran the front of the house, ran the restaurant and got to be a very popular little spot. And Heady Topper was just one of several beers John made and, you know, just available on draft at the bar a few times a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in one of the luckiest or smartest moves that anyone has ever made in Vermont, the Kimmicks opened a cannery, which at the time seemed a little loco. Yeah. And that was the summer that Irene hit. So is she a soothsayer? I mean, this was a big decision.
Jen is – she's a really cool person. I'll just say that flat out. And just so much fun to talk to. Super smart and real sharp business sense. And, you know, to go back to the formation even of just the Alchemist Pub and Brewery, they really – John and Jen really complement each other. He's sort of the artist and he makes this beer. You know, that's where he sort of focuses his – creative ideas and energies. And Jen has a real knack for an understanding of business and numbers. And to her, it seems easy. She flat out says it. It's not complicated, you know. And so you just make sure your numbers are right and plug them in. And so from the very beginning, she was very astute about this. And what happened was they had planned to just can some beer, as you said. And this plan to open a cannery coincided with Tropical Storm Irene, which caused severe damage to their restaurant and flooded the basement brewery. And it was a real difficult time for them. And they chose to not open the restaurant again, to sell that business to what's now the Prohibition Pig and focus on this cannery, which became a brewery, making only Heady Topper. Well, now they make other – they also brew Focal Banger, but focusing on Heady. And, you know, running a restaurant is a huge amount of work. It's all-consuming. Well, so is what they do now. But, you know, they had a 7-year-old at the time, their son Charlie, and this way they could just zero in on – the production facility.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Jen Kimmick, co-founder of the Alchemist Brewery. Sally, tell us about the plans the Kimmicks have now for a new brewery in Stowe.
They're expanding to Stowe and building a bigger brewery, and it should open in July, they think. And this is really – both of them were telling me they've really been able to come together. They sort of had separate responsibilities when they started this work, but now they're really together focusing on designing and every sort of aspect of it. So one of the sort of driving forces, the motivation Jen was telling me, and this was a really interesting part of our conversation, I think, is that she's really hoping to sort of broaden her efforts, her philanthropic efforts and charitable work, which she's been doing all along. She's socially active and really is involved in sort of workers' rights. She cares a lot about education for Vermonters and non-traditional jobs for women and poverty issues and social justice and economic justice issues. And all along, they've been sort of helping where they can. And recently, that's become more formalized. They have a scholarship fund for students who go to Harwood Union High School, which is in Duxbury. And it's 6 kids a year. And they're really interested in and looking for kids who aren't sort of the standard students who receive academic scholarships. These aren't A students. Someone said to me, they're not the rock stars. They're just kids who really might not even have thought of going to college or continuing their education. And that's who Jen and John Wanda are helping to fund their education. And when the Alchemist opens in Stowe, they're establishing what's called the Alchemist Foundation. And they'll be able to do much more work in that area. And they're committed, she said, to making a big investment. And as she said, it's the right thing to do.
And when they open the new brewery, will they expand the product line beyond the two that they already have?
I'm not sure about that. They have, as you know, their main focus is heady. And it's remarkable. I mean, I think we all sort of forget or are used to it. But this beer stays within 30 miles of the brewery, as you know, and it's distributed to a couple hundred retailers, bars, restaurants, dozens of people on a waiting list or businesses who want to, you know, get in on the action.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savor Wars section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.